You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Good morning and welcome back to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Happy Monday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me. We are going to hear something now. I just preached yesterday at Island Community Church. We're going to get to that here in just a moment. In the meantime, a little more on this ministry. I'm the pastor of Island Community Church. We are located at Merritt Island. We're on 1000 Banana River Drive. God's doing a great work there. You are invited to come by sometime Sunday mornings at 10:30. Starting in about a month, we'll be meeting again Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock. We're going to be starting the Book of Daniel Wednesday nights right after Labor Day, the first week after Labor Day. I think it's around the 13th. Sunday mornings at 10:30. We're going through the Book of Revelation. But lately we've been looking at, because this all tied in together, the Book of Revelation, the rapture of the church, and the last trumpet. That's kind of where we've been focused. Here today, this sermon is taken from 2 Thessalonians. This is the Apostle Paul's take. I've entitled this sermon, Introducing the Man of Sin. The Apostle John calls him the Antichrist. You can read that in 1 John chapters 2 and chapter 4. The Apostle Paul calls him the Man of Sin. And we're wrapping up our look at the rapture with the Apostle Paul's take. Things that he said had to happen first, because the people in Thessalonica were confused. They thought someone lied to them and told them that they missed the rapture. And he said, you didn't miss it. For that day, the day of Christ, which is a good day and not the day of the Lord, that day will not come unless. And then he spells out, he gives the things that have to happen first. That's where we're picking it up here today. For a copy of this sermon, write to me, Paul, at WMIEFM.com. I'll send it to you. The link, you can go to Facebook, WGOD Radio. You'll find it uploaded on there as well. This will play Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Introducing the Man of Sin.
Starting chapter 13 today, the Book of Revelation. But we're going to take a detour there. Sorry. Ha! No, I'm not sorry, actually. We left off last week looking at the rapture, which is a perfect setup to today's sermon. Because even 2,000 years ago, people were arguing about the rapture. They haven't stopped yet for 2,000 years. And it just goes to show you, just some things just never change, do they? So if you remember last week, our key text was from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, and it went something like this, starting in verse 15. The Apostle Paul said, "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep." Now, sleep is a euphemism for death. The people there in Thessalonica were worried what was going to happen to all those that had died. And Paul was encouraging them that death is not the end for Christians. It's only the beginning. It's not the end. And he was encouraging them with this. Don't be discouraged about those that have died. Verse 16, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, back in the city of Thessalonica, someone tried to deceive these people and mislead them by a false communication, pretending to be coming from the Apostle Paul concerning what he just told them about this rapture. So keep in mind, an important topic, one in which Satan felt he needed to corrupt. Okay? The topic is so important, the devil thinks he needs to corrupt this. And knowing how you know the devil, how would you corrupt it, or how would you expect him to? What would you expect the devil to do to corrupt the text of the Lord's second coming? We're not fools. His corruption would be for you not to worry about anything and take it easy. You'll never break a nail, right? Skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life. Satan's corruption is this is not going to be for you to persevere to the end, hang in there, hate your life, like Jesus said. The Lord Jesus said, those who love their life will lose it. Those who hate their life will keep it. Satan is going to tell you the opposite, right? This just goes to show you, though, that this text is so, it's not something, we don't need to worry about this. I'm a pan-theologian. You know what a pan-theologian is? Right, it'll all pan out in the end. Well, Satan is not a pan-theologian. He got involved in it to corrupt it. So we'll take it from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. And now you've got the backdrop for this letter and what Paul's talking about. Someone lied about the rapture, forcing Paul to write this letter. This is why he wrote it. He wrote it because someone was lying about the rapture, and they lied in his name. That's why he wrote this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1, the heading in the New King James says, the great apostasy. Now, brethren, now concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and our gathering together to him, we ask you. All right, interesting. The same Greek word, and I believe the only other time it's used in the whole Bible, is found in Jesus' account of the rapture, Matthew 24, 31. Listen as I read it to you. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send his angels with a great sound of the trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. The word is episynagogue. Synagogue is, it's a gathering, like the one down the street. Epi is a preposition of place, like epicenter. Keep that in mind as we go back now to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. So Jesus calls this event the gathering together, episunago. Everyone with me? Episunago, gathering together. He told you it's at the end of the tribulation, by the way. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus and our episunago. Same thing, right? It's only used twice in the New Testament, both times about the return of the Lord. First Jesus, now Paul. Now, concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and our episynago, or our gathering together, we ask you, all right, there's the subject matter. This is what he's talking about. Verse 2, not to be shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. You see, again, someone tried to deceive them with a counterfeit letter or a counterfeit, thus saith the Lord, supposedly coming from Paul, informing them that they missed the rapture. Now, of course, the day of Christ is that day. It's the good day. Here's some scriptures to back that. They're all on the handout. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. The day of Jesus Christ is a good day, not the day of the Lord. Philippians 2:16, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. 2 Corinthians 1:14, we are your boast as you are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. Even this 1 Corinthians 5:5, this threat of a verse, Paul says, deliver such a person over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that a spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. No one understand the day of Christ is a good day. It's not the same day as the day of the Lord. Listen to this verse, Amos 5:18. Woe to you that desire the day of the Lord. For what good is the day of the Lord to you? It'll be darkness and not light. It'll be as though a man fled from a lion and a bear met him. Or as though he went into his house, leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light? Is it not very dark with no brightness in it? Do you see the difference between the two? And we looked at one this morning too, that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. The earth and the elements will melt with fervent heat. The day of the Lord is a bad day. The day of Christ, Paul said he's going to rejoice in that day. The day of Christ is the day the Lord's coming back to take his own out of this world. You with me? Now, back from the top. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you, in other words, now about that rapture that we're talking about earlier, don't be shaken in mind or don't be troubled, either by a spirit or by word or by a letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. So don't be troubled by anyone. He's saying, you didn't miss this. He goes on, let no one deceive you by any means. For that day, what day? No, the day of Christ, not the day of the Lord. If your Bible says day of the Lord, throw your Bible out and get a new Bible. Ask me for another Bible.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All